You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee is celebrating Juneteenth today with a full lineup of community events. The 54th annual Juneteenth Jubilee Parade is followed by a festival at Rose Park, and the events extend into the evening with a special Juneteenth celebration at Summerfest. Savannah Tolmie Olson explains the significance of the holiday.
While the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863, it took 2 years to get the news to enslaved people in Confederate states. That news finally came to Texas on June 19, 1865, telling the last enslaved people in the country they were free. Governor Tony Evers raised the Juneteenth flag at the state capitol yesterday.
For 160 years, this day has been recognized across the nation to celebrate the true end of slavery in the United States. And in 1987, to bring this back home to Wisconsin, State Senator Spencer Coggs and Representative Marsha Coggs proposed the first legislation to recognize Juneteenth in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, it took us another 2 decades to get it right.
Wisconsin started marking Juneteenth in 2009. This is the 6th year in a row the flag has flown at the state capitol building.
There will be a delay for Dugan. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity. An in-person scheduling conference is scheduled for July 9th. MPS is facing another deadline. The district must submit a plan by Tuesday to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services on how it will prevent further lead problems. Milwaukee Public Schools was recently fined more than $6,000 after state inspectors found 13 new instances of noncompliance at schools. District leaders say they're addressing the issues and working with contractors to ensure that all buildings are safe for students by the start of the next school year. Felony charges have been filed against a Milwaukee man that initially made threats, then followed through on damage to an area Jewish temple. At this point, hate crime charges are not included against 59-year-old Daniel Kiltonen. Police say he used a golf club to vandalize temple menorah and targeted Jewish symbols earlier this week. Kiltonen remains locked up and has been ordered to undergo a mental evaluation. Some folks will have to take action to stay on the rolls. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Election Commission is mailing postcards to over 200,000 registered voters in the state, advising them to confirm their eligibility. The commission is advising anyone who receives one of these postcards with official voter registration notice on it that they will have until July 15th to respond. The postcards are being sent to people who have not voted over the past 4 years and ask the recipients if they want to remain a registered voter at their listed address. If recipients don't respond, their voter registration will be deactivated on July 31st.
One of the top-selling artists of all time opens up the big gig. Summerfest, the world's largest music festival, kicks off today, welcoming music fans for 3 weekends of concerts, food, and fun. To help ease traffic and parking, the festival's popular park-and-ride lots are running with buses. That includes the College Avenue lot that had been closed due to people camping out in it. Tonight's headline act at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater is Def Leppard. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's play ball today at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs playing today after being rained out last night. The game has now been rescheduled to create a doubleheader between the two teams August 18th. NFL, former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson has been released by the New York Jets. Carlson, drafted in the sixth round in 2023 by the Packers, has spent time with the 49ers and now the Jets. Former Packers defensive back and special teams guy Robert Rochelle has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. NBA, the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton doing everything he can to get back on the court despite a strained right calf muscle.
I mean, I think just around-the-clock stuff as much as I can. Massage, needles, hyperbaric, H-wave. I mean, just a bunch of different things to try to get it to feel as, you know, as comfortable as you can going into it. The right tape and stuff. I'm sure there's a bunch of medical professionals who better answer, but just doing everything that I'm told, trying to do everything I can.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Bruce Springsteen biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere inches ever closer to being released. Jeremy Allen White plays the boss and has gotten high praise after sneak peeks. The cast also includes Jeremy Strong, who plays John Landau, Springsteen's longtime manager, and Stephen Graham as Bruce's father, Doug. According to Variety, the trailer is now available to view on YouTube. Deliver Me From Nowhere tells the story of the time in the boss's career when he took a break from touring and made the Nebraska album. The film hits theaters October 24th. Ted Danson says when he gave advice or predicted things while he was on Cheers, he was often completely wrong. One of his big miscues was predicting that Shelley Long was not at all right for the role of Diane Chambers. Danson told the story to Andy Richter during an episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast that he does with Woody Harrelson. Not only was she right for the role, Long went on to garner 5 Emmy nominations, and Danson, although they had differences at times, said no one could have done it better. Sometimes superheroes need to be stuck up for when they are being bullied. At least when it comes to movies. The marvelous Miss Maisel, also known as Rachel Brosnahan, stuck up for superhero movies. She chatted with Amanda Seyfried for an article in Interview magazine. Both actors agreed, if an actor is going to do a superhero role, they need to own it. As opposed to what Dakota Johnson said after starring in Madam Web and basically trashing the film after it flopped at the box office. Brosnahan is set to play Lois Lane in the upcoming Superman film. As usual, there will be a battle for the top spot at the box office this coming weekend. Distribution prognosticators are predicting How to Train Your Dragon will keep the top spot after a monster opening weekend. Duking it out for the number 2 spot at the box office, according to Variety, will be 28 Years Later, the third installment of the 28 Days franchise, and first installment of a new trilogy and Pixar's Elio, a little bit of horror and some family-friendly fare. Comedian Tom Segura has seen success on Netflix with his show Bad Thoughts, which gives us a look into the stand-up comic's brain through vignettes, revealing his dark comedy and comedic sensibilities. Segura was thrilled at the news that his show is getting a second season. According to Deadline, his response when he heard the news was, "It was such a thrill to get the opportunity to entertain and horrify audiences with our very bad thoughts on Netflix." There's a new series on the way from Marvel Cinematic Universe. Dominique Thorne revises her role Ironheart from Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Thorne and her co-star Alex Ramos were on the Today Show discussing the new venture, and they appear to have the full backing of MCU hero Iron Man Robert Downey Jr., who appeared by video call from the set of Avengers Doomsday, where he is playing Dr. Doom. The first 3 episodes of Ironheart will be available to stream on Disney Plus June 24th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible early, otherwise increasing sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and mild with lows in the low to mid 60s. An isolated shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon on Friday with highs near 80. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.